Welcome to Real Talk. This is Donovan Simon. On Real Talk, we explore issues that don't often make the mainstream discussions, but are things we should talk about. Today, I'm going to talk about dreams and dreaming. Where do they start? How does our experience and our exposure play a role in the things that become our passion, that become a part of us, that become this thing that we want to achieve? Where does the fuel come from? How do we sustain these ideas? How do we keep something in our minds? How do we make it a focus until it's fulfilled? Unfortunately, for many people, they don't have any dreams. There's nothing that they aspire to. There's nothing that sits there forever in their hearts, driving desire for fulfillment and for an outcome. For dreams to become a reality, and first of all, we should categorize the fact or clarify the fact that dreams don't always mean wealth and fame. I had a dream to experience an international sporting event, having seen it on television over and over. So therefore, I wanted to go to the World Cup or the Olympics. I had a dream to explore foreign countries and foreign cultures and to see how people live and work and interact. I had a dream just to have my own space, have my own home and room and car, and to not live in a circumstance that was uncomfortable. So dreams can vary. But we have to look at how dreams become realities. Because first it has to start with a dream, but it has to move through that process. I think there has to be passion, first of all. There has to be a real burning desire. I think every dream must have a characteristic called a must. There is something that must happen, and for you, it's a must. Others might not understand why it is that way, but for you, it's a must. Dreams have to have some planning, and I think a written, detailed plan is a good idea. I used to write down my dreams. Here are things I want to see. Here are things I want to achieve, and here's how I'm going to do it. The date, the time, the cost, the where, the when. Put it up on a wall so I look at it all the time and create a mental map of it. The concept might not always become the ultimate, but at least there's something to guide and fuel my passion, fuel my waking and sleeping moments. I think there has to be purpose in order for dreams to become realities. If there's no purpose, I don't think dreams move past that. So there has to be a clear commitment. There has to be a why, your own personal why, not driven by what other people think, not driven by other circumstances, a why that's within you that fuels your energy and your desire to make this dream a reality. I also think it's a good idea and a part of the equation to have people to help transfer energy, to provide good vibes, to provide guidance, to be believers, especially when you have shared your dreams with them. Because there's no question there are going to be those who are totally against the idea, who don't get it, who don't believe it, who cannot even conceive why that would be your dream. Worse, when it seems an impossibility because it has never been done before. But it doesn't change the fact that there is likely to be somebody. And in some cases, there isn't, and that's okay. But having people that provide you with good, positive energy and guidance is a good part of the equation to the fulfillment of a dream. There's no question that fulfilling a dream will come with its own challenges, though. Welcome to a balanced world. Welcome to a balanced perspective. I think one of the biggest challenges to us having dreams and the fulfillment of these dreams are the voices that haunt us. there's our own personal mental blockers, the voices in our heads, which always seem to default to what you can't do, default to the odds, default to the risks, default to the fact that somebody has never done it before, default to the idea that you are not deserving. And often they come back, even though we fight them, to tell you that you can't and to kill the energy that is required to fulfill these dreams. And of course, there are the voices of others. Those who have no confidence in us, and these could be our relatives and friends, those who have no dreams of their own and therefore cannot understand why you have a dream. There's also what I call vices, the things that make you feel good but really don't deliver a reward. It could be addictions, it could be distractions, it could be the little things that you use as a filler because that allows you or makes you feel that you're doing something, even though deep inside your heart, you know, you're not really working on your dream. In fact, you're possibly killing your dream by doing these vices, but they're there and things that you have to deal with. There's also the challenge of what I call the present, the fear of the unknown. The fact that you only know right now is enough to say, well, I don't know what tomorrow is going to be, and therefore I'm going to give up on this idea. I've tried it before, or others have tried it, and you know what? It's not worth it. There's the comfort of the present that often is a killer to an idea, a killer to a dream. There's also personality, or the perception that personality is not going to make you fulfill it. I'm an introvert, and therefore I can't be a public speaker. I can't be great. I can't be an achiever in a particular space. Or extroverts don't do that. Or people of a certain race don't do that, right? There are so many things that pop up from time to time in our heads telling us what we can and can't do. But I think dreams are necessary. I think they're important to fuel us. And I think it's important to help ourselves find that passion, find that dream, and work on it. We're out of time, so it's time to go. Thanks, as always, for listening to the podcast. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for providing a comment. Of course, to comment, you have to download the Podbean app. And of course, again, until next time, until the next episode, stay positive, no matter what.